Christ is in our midst.
He is in
today, dearly beloved, from the Gospel of St. Luke, we hear a story that I know is probably very familiar to each and every single one of us. And that is the story of the Gadarene demoniac, or the healing of the Gadarene demoniac. Now, as we just heard from the Gospel, from St. Luke, when Jesus comes upon this man, when he encounters this man, we read this, and we may even think to ourselves that this seems kind of fictional, doesn't it? Something that we would see in a movie, not something that we would hear in a particular gospel account. Something, in fact, that is completely outside the realm of our normal, everyday lives, right? This is a story that is completely out of the normal of our everyday lives. Here, we have and we see a man who is possessed by demons to the point that he is so wild, that he is so violent, and so frightening that it rivals much of what Hollywood produces in movies, right? About these types of things. We have a man with no clothes on, living and roaming around in a cemetery, a graveyard, scaring the people who live in the nearby village, and who is so powerful that even the chains that he was fettered to could not even contain him, could not even hold him. Then, of course, the hero comes, as in most Hollywood movies, sets him free from his state, sends the demons off into a herd of swine who ultimately run off a nearby cliff and are drowned in the waters below. But as we know, dearly beloved, this is not a Hollywood movie, but this is a true encounter our Lord had in His earthly ministry. A true gospel account that isn't merely recorded by St. Luke to teach about demons or to expound upon yet another miracle of Christ, which this certainly is. But there is another detail of this story that when we read or we hear this particular gospel account, I think that we overlook. And this aspect of this gospel account is something that is very familiar to each and every single one of us. And do you know what that aspect of this gospel that I would like to preach on today is? It is that of fear. We hear it towards the end of the gospel reading, right? Now, there are certainly many elements in this particular gospel account that would warrant probably many different homilies. But the one thing I think we most relate to, and the one thing I would like to speak about today, is that of fear. Now, if we were listening carefully, we would have heard that everyone, except for our Lord, was terrified of this man. The demoniac himself was terrified when he encountered Christ. Or the demons were terrified when they encountered Christ. And the people from the village were also terrified. I mean, even after Jesus cast out these demons and the man was healed, the villagers were, and when he was healed of this particular miracle, the villagers were still afraid. I mean, even the place where the man lived, among the tombs, a cemetery, is a place that is constantly supposed to invoke fear in us, right? Or so our pop culture tells us. I mean, imagine the presence of this man in the region of the Gadarenes was something of a spectacle. I mean, who in that region would not have heard of this particular man? Heard of such a man as this? Because when the swineherders ran to tell the village in the countryside, it seems, according to the gospel count, that everyone runs out to see. So everyone knew about this man. Fear, my friends, is something that none of us are immune to. It is a very familiar thing to each of us, I'm sure. It seems in our time now, everything seems to revolve entirely around the issue of fear. We are told constantly that we need to fear this thing or that thing. Fear this person or that person. Fear everything, it seems. We are told day in and day out. And we are told to run as far away from these things as we can. These things that frighten us. Because of this, my friends, that so many people turn to things such as substances in order to rid themselves of this fear. Anything, we are told, to take away the fear. But the gospel account today tells us to do something very, very different than what we are used to doing with fear and what we are told we are supposed to do with fear by the world. We are called to do exactly what Christ does when he encounters this demoniac. To be strong, to not run away, and to stand meeting our fear face to face in the name of our Lord. Our Lord stood firm and he met the demoniac head on. He didn't meet him in some macho, prideful, exuberant way, but he met him so that he could heal this man from his demons. He met him so that he could heal him. Our Lord did not run away from this. He did not run away from the cross. He met death face to face, just as he met this man face to face. Was he afraid? Maybe. Maybe he wasn't. But courageous people are not those who have never experienced fear, my friends. To have no fear, but rather those who know what fear is intimately and to not let it overcome them. Our Lord invites each and every single one of us to imitate him and to stand facing our fears head on with hope and faith that he will not forsake us. And if we do, we will discover that the thing we fear most is not really fearful at all. St. Anthony, the great father and founder of desert monasticism, is a great example of what I am speaking about here today. His life is certainly a spiritual treasure, and I would urge each of you to read a little bit about the life of St. Anthony. St. Anthony, in some ways like the demoniac, went out to live among the tombs. He wasn't there to run away from something. He wasn't there driven by fear. And of course, he wasn't possessed by demons. But in order to meet his fears head on and to overcome them, he went into the desert. Now, whether the many stories about his battling demons in the guise of animals are symbolic of the battles he fought with his own fears and sins, or rather these were indeed spiritual matters or supernatural creatures, isn't necessarily the point. But whatever the case, St. Anthony did not win his struggles by running away from the situation, but rather won by staying put, by engaging in unceasing prayer, by engaging in contemplation of God, and by fasting. In other words, by facing all that he had to face about himself with courage and with faith in the fact that God would always be near to him when he approached him in faith, no matter what. Now, after one particularly difficult and unbearable battle, St. Anthony asked God one time, "Lord, where were you?" And at that moment, A light came upon him, and at that very instant he heard a voice say, "Anthony, I was here the whole time." This is the example, my friends, that we should seek to follow, that we should seek to imitate. And this is why the church gives us the saints, not to stare at them in some lofty admiration, but to emulate them, to imitate them, to become like them. We have our problems, my friends, all of us do, that we need to face. Fears that we need to admit to ourselves, sins that need reconciling, and this cannot be done by hiding from them and pretending that they don't exist. Instead of running away from God, we should always run toward Him. There are many things to be fearful of in our world today. There are many things that cause us hesitation, many things that cause us distraction, and many things that often cause us confusion. But we must have courage, my friends, to not let these things cause us fear, because in the end, the only thing that matters is our salvation. As St. Paisios once said, "What I see around me would drive me insane if I did not know that no matter what happens, God will have the final say." There can be no denying, my friends, that now is the time to be courageous in our faith, to stand firm in the Orthodox Church, and to live humble lives. Because the evil one loves nothing more than for us to be afraid in coming to Christ and to share Christ with others. But when we stand firm against that which is terrifying, because again, there are many things out there, we will find the healing. We will find the healing that our Lord demonstrates and gives to the demoniac. As God said in the book of Isaiah, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not turn away, for I am your God. I have strengthened you, and I have helped you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness." So, dearly beloved, let us meet Christ without fear. Let us share Christ with others. Without fear. Let us turn to Him and let us leave those fears behind us. Let us come to Him where we are and find the healing that He offers to us through His holy church. It is not an easy thing, my friends. It is not. But if we seek to offer ourselves to Him in humility, then as the father of the prodigal son does, He will run to us with open arms. I cannot think of a better thing to give us courage than the thought of this, the healing grace of Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.